And 6:06, it is cloudy, 55 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 79 with some very strong winds and a chance of some strong thunderstorms this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An Oklahoma County judge rules parts of the state's execution law unconstitutional because of its strict privacy provision for providers of lethal drug injections. We get more on the story this morning from Matt Trotter.
Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner asked prison officials who makes the drugs, but the law prevents disclosure even during the discovery process of a lawsuit. Judge Patricia Parrish said that's a violation of their right to due process. Madeline Cohen is Warner's attorney. She says this isn't about the death penalty. It's about government secrecy.
Oklahomans have a right to know what their government is doing. Is it in back alley drug deals? Is it inflicting pain on somebody? It has a lot to do with what we expect of our government and what we expect of our society.
Parrish's ruling won't stop the executions. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Attorney General's office plans to appeal yesterday's ruling. Next Tuesday, Tulsa County voters go to the polls to decide the fate of two questions. Now, one would expand the county jail, while the other would create a new juvenile justice center. On Studio Tulsa yesterday, Judge Doris Francine explained why that new center is needed.
We're bursting at the seams. The building is dilapidated. Things don't work. Plumbing's broken. Heating and air is constantly having to be fixed.
The plan would use the county's old four-to-fix sales tax funding mechanism to pay for the upgrades. On State Capitol Watch, the Wind Coalition says dollars are blowing in the wind in Oklahoma. The coalition released an economic impact report showing what the wind energy industry means for Oklahoma.
These projects are producing $43 million in property taxes that are generated to local schools, county infrastructure, roads and bridges. And also, we are seeing $22 million annually in royalty payments. Landowners.
The coalition's Kurt Rogo released the report yesterday at the state capitol. Mayor Bartlett appoints former Tulsa City Councilor Robert Gardner as the director of river development to focus on getting water in the Arkansas River. And he says it's time to plunge ahead and make the river a major asset.
Use this window that we have, which I really truly believe is a window, particularly with the gathering place development, to promote the development of the river to the point of getting water in it, basically 24/7, making it the amenity that it could be.
Gardner starts immediately and will not be taking a salary. Tulsa police have released the name of a man shot and killed by an officer. The TPD says 27-year-old DeAndre Stark was killed as officers were attempting to serve a warrant late Tuesday afternoon in North Tulsa. Members of that North Tulsa community held a unity rally last night. A Tulsa police officer finds a car driving the wrong way on the Broken Arrow Expressway, but that officer is powerless from stopping a fatality. Officer Leland Ashley says the driver was driving eastbound in the westbound lanes.
Observed this individual, attempted to paralleling, you know, detective activated its lights and a sirens to try to get this driver's attention. The driver, you know, looked at the detective but did not change his direction. Unfortunately, he continued to drive in the wrong direction, hit another vehicle head on.
Officer Ashley says alcohol and cell phone usage may have been involved. The accident left the other driver dead and the wrong way driver in critical condition. Our weather forecast, a wind advisory for us today. Winds gusting as high as 45 miles an hour. There's a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Any storms that do develop have the potential of being strong to severe. We'll have a high of 79. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's cloudy and 55. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.